Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Welcome to our service of worship on this Day of Days, the highest day on the Christian calendar, the Day of Resurrection, Easter Sunday. We are blessed to have participating in our service today Bishop Jean, the Reverends Janet, Liz, and John, and Chaplain Sandy. As we begin our service, we start with a greeting as old as the Church itself. A greeting expressed by countless Christians through the centuries as we celebrate and share the meaning of this day where indeed all things are possible with our loving God. Rejoice! The stone is rolled away, grave clothes neatly folded, no more the smell of death. Behold the empty tomb. Alleluia! Rejoice! Scripture has been fulfilled. The sting of death is gone. The victory has been won. Behold the risen Christ. Alleluia. Rejoice. The curtain is torn in two. Our God invites us in. Christ's sacrifice enough to wash away all our sins. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Almighty God,
to you all our hearts are open and desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Collect for Easter Sunday. Lord of life and power, through the mighty resurrection of your Son, you have overcome the old order of sin and death and made all things new in him. May we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, reign with him in glory, who with you and the Holy Spirit is alive, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 1 to 6. At the time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. When Israel sought for rest, the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I build you up, and you shall be built, O Virgin Israel. Again, you shall take your tambourines and go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit, for there shall be a day when sentinels will call in the hill country of Ephraim. Come, Let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed for Easter Sunday is Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and verses 14 to 24. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, His steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The hand of the Lord does valiantly. The hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread through Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Today's gospel is from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The holy gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. The other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, and Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been laying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" To them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, Tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. As we hear that familiar account from John's Gospel of a frantic Mary Magdalene finding an empty tomb where Jesus' body had been laid, we witness a very compelling scene. She runs to find Peter and John to tell them that he's missing, and they practically fall over each other, making their way to the grave, seeing that what Mary has told them is true. It's empty. Jesus is gone. They are exhausted from grief, still in shock from the events of the past few days. They arrived in Jerusalem to cries of Hosanna as crowds welcomed them into the gates of the city. They'd spent Passover together, sharing time with Jesus, feeling very satisfied with life and the ministry they loved. But it all unraveled in a flash. Jesus was arrested, tried, and sentenced to death, and was hanging before them on a cross before they knew it, and they watched him die helplessly. There's nothing they could do. It all happened so quickly. And now, fearing for their own lives, worried that they too could be arrested, it would take a wild story like Mary's to get them out of that upper room. And as they ran to the tomb, they saw it was true. His body was not there. Where could he be? Did someone desecrate the tomb, drag him away? Anger and helplessness overwhelmed them. They could hardly believe he was dead, and now they were not sure what to do. But Mary wasn't going anywhere. She was distressed and worried. Surely someone must have seen something. It was a heavy stone. It would have taken many men to move it. Who could have done this? She began to weep, and she looked in the tomb again to find that it wasn't empty. Two angels were present, and they were asking why she was weeping. Mary doesn't even seem to react to the fact that they're angels. She tells them that Jesus is missing, and she must find him. Behind her, there's a noise, and she turns to see a man standing there. He asks her the same question, Why are you weeping? And she asks if perhaps he might know where Jesus is. Then he calls her by name. It's a familiar voice. And there is a realization, there is a recognition, and a growing feeling of surprise and joy. Rabboni, she exclaims. It's Jesus, here in front of her, alive, somehow. She moves to embrace him, but he tells her not to hang on to him. Instead, he asks her to go on to the others and tell them that he will see them soon, too. She races to the upper room, where everyone's hiding, and she shares the astounding news that she has seen Jesus, and he is alive. Jesus is alive. Christ is risen. Those words have proclaimed hope and joy for more than 2,000 years. And today, on this Easter Sunday, we come to the tomb. We peek inside, and like the disciples, we see that it is empty. Like those disciples, we carry burdens and fears and worries. We know that life is not always fair. We too ride the roller coaster, weathering the ups and downs of challenges and triumphs, the endings and beginnings, hoping for the best, sometimes wishing we could hide away for a time, just let the world turn a while without us. Like those disciples, we witness injustice and oppressive forces. We see that the world is not an equitable place. There are many challenges faced on this planet and in situations in our own lives. But, like those disciples, we too have heard the good news. We've heard about a God who promises to journey with us in this life and in the life to come, a God of compassion and forgiveness who calls us to love one another. Like those disciples, we have heard a message that has moved us, that has transformed us, that has set our hearts on fire at times. Like those disciples, we have stood at the foot of the cross, experiencing loss and pain and failure and the death of our dreams. We have known the sorrow that comes with death and the storm of emotions that follow. We look to Jesus, who walked among us, who taught us about our amazing God, who knows us intimately and knows what it means to stare fear in the face, to know pain, to know the dark nature of humanity. We look to Jesus who went to the cross, trusting that somehow we would come to understand that tears will give way to joy, mourning will give way to lightness of being, apparent failure will give way to triumph. The cross was not the end. It was a new portal to an understanding of the depths of God's love for us. We are like Mary, weeping, wondering, feeling afraid, not knowing what to do. But for each of us, there is a moment when we hear a noise, a knock, an inner feeling of invitation, and we turn and are met with the risen Christ. And in that moment of connection, there is a joy unlike anything we've known before. There is a happiness and a certainty about our life and our purpose that crystallizes as we gaze into the face of the one who saves us. We know that there is no death. We know that we are heirs to God's realm, and there is a place for us. Jesus comes back from the tomb to reach out and reassure us that where he is, we will be also. But there's more. As we are moved by joy, moved to reach out in love and gratitude, Jesus tells us to be empowered, not to hang on to him, but to be inspired by him. And he asks us to go into the world to reach out, to preach the good news, to be loving and compassionate and proactive, to let God work in us and through us, wherever we go. Easter reminds us that we need not be afraid of what is to come. We need not fear the challenges or the crosses or the trials that may come our way. The risen Christ is with us, and angels attend us. We are Easter people. Thanks be to God.
In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, "Hear us, Lord of glory." That our risen Savior may fill us with the joy of his holy and life-giving resurrection, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That isolated and persecuted churches may find fresh strength in the Easter gospel, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That by his power, wars and famine may cease through all the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, and the dying, that they may be comforted and strengthened. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon his people, that we may bear faithful witness to his resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
How blessed is this day when earth and heaven are joined and humankind is reconciled to God. May the light of Jesus shine continually to drive away all darkness. May Christ, the morning star who knows no setting, find his light ever burning in our hearts. He who gives light to all creation and who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and forevermore. Amen.
On behalf of the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada, I wish you and your families a wonderful Easter and bless you all. Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.